Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Halloween is this Sunday, and maybe you're looking for something scary to help you get in the mood. Well, WBUR's Andrea Shea brings us some new creepy music conjured by a Boston composer to honor a little-known 19th century master of ghost stories.
When composer Maria Finkelmeyer first heard about Lafcadio Hearn 2 years ago, she was fascinated.
Who is that person? That's a really cool name.
Lafcadio Hearn's great-great-grandniece told Finkelmeyer all about him.
Lafcadio is this really wild character who is a nomad born in Greece, traversed through England, New York City, Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I'm from, New Orleans, and then made his way to Japan. And he's most well known for bringing Japanese ghost stories into the English language.
Hearn's descendant asked the composer to collaborate on a multimedia music project inspired by those scary stories and his deep thinking about the supernatural and spirituality. Finkelmeyer dove into his life and was taken by Hearn's troubled and tragic childhood. He was blind in one eye, and after his mother died, his aunt abused him. Before he turned to fictional ghost stories in Japan, Hearn was a journalist in the U.S. who wanted to shed light on the darker sides of real 19th century people's lives.
There's this juxtaposition of this hauntedness and this beauty of how he talks about these underrepresented part of society and how he is kind of seeing through his lens, and the kind of meditation he put on that, I think, is really fascinating. And I think is what we tried to emote in the music. Like, yes, it's creepy and yes, it's troubled, but it's also beautiful.
It is not made of air at all, but of ghost.
Finkelmeyer and Gene Lawrence captured Hearn's words and ideas in their new sonic journey called Descended.
I was really drawn to the fact that he finds the beauty inside the fear experience.
As a trumpet player, vocalist, scholar, and artistic explorer, Lawrence says she feels a kinship with her relative. She shared his journal entries and books by and about him with Finkelmeyer. A line in one of his essays grabbed them both.
Is there ghostliness orbed in ghostliness? Life within life without end. Oh. And that just sat with me. And I just kind of like imagine these spheres and these physical orbs.
Finkelmeyer summons round musical shapes in the piece Orbs of Ghostliness, using her primary instrument, the marimba. But rather than hitting one of its wooden bars with a mallet, she plays it like a cello with a bow. To heighten the creep factor, Finkelmeyer adds a melody by blowing into her small, keyboard-like melodica, and Lawrence joins on trumpet. Lawrence says she connects with the way her great-great-granduncle portrayed ghosts sympathetically in his stories. She calls them haunters.
Usually the haunter is a woman who has unfinished something from her life, and she's coming back. And I just love that notion, and also knowing that the women in Lafcadio's life were such strong and important figures that drove his everything.
His wife in Japan is the one we really should be thanking for these Japanese ghost stories. Setsu Koizumi taught him these stories, right? And then he translated them to English.
Here's how Finkelmeyer and Lawrence bring one of them to life. It's called Mujina's Arrival.
Mujina is this woman who's crying by the bank of a river, and she's clearly in despair. And a man approaches her who is just walking through the woods at night, and he hears this woman in agony, and he approaches her.
And you kind of hear that lament, you hear that sadness.
And she won't look at him.
And you feel the energy kind of increase and increase and increase until we do have an actual jump scare scream. And that is the moment the faceless woman appears. I hope your back tingles a bit. we built to this moment, and then you hear Jingo absolutely bananas.
Then there's the eerie lullaby-like moon song that taps into our childhood fears with a toy piano. Lorenz and Finkelmeyer hope people who hear their conjurings on Descended will be curious to learn more about Lafcadio Hearn's writing and life. And Finkelmeyer says, since it's Halloween,
we hope this will be your soundtrack.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.